Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Today we'll hear performances by the Helsinki Baroque Orchestra under the direction of Apo Hakkinen on two of their newest recordings. First up, four 18th century symphonies by Franz Averdussek, released by Naxos in 2012. The Bohemian-born composer Franz Averdussek did his early musical training at a Jesuit school, and from there went on to study and work in Prague and Vienna. Most of Dussek's symphonies were composed in the 1760s and 70s. This was a time when classical symphonies were very much in fashion. What's more, the economic climate was good. Habsburg courts, aristocrats, and wealthy families competed for status, and one way to show off was by putting on fabulous concerts. Many of the Habsburg movers and shakers retained their own orchestras, commissioning new works from their in-house Kapellmeisters or from prominent freelance composers like Dussek. The Helsinki Baroque Orchestra performs four of Dussek's symphonies with sparkling energy and impressive attention to dynamic range, nuance, clarity, and articulation. Here's a bit from Dussek's G major symphony. Period performances of classical symphonies often will include a continuo harpsichord, but the forte piano is also an option. Dussek himself was a sought-after forte pianist, and the developing instrument would have been coming into its own during Dussek's lifetime. On this recording, Apo Hakkinen directs from the forte piano. The timbre of the instrument mostly blends in, adding to the overall texture of the orchestra. But every now and then, it comes through in strategic places, contributing yet another layer of soundscape to the music. Hakkinen plays a different keyboard instrument with the Helsinki Baroque Orchestra on the other recording we're featuring today, a 2012 release from the Aeolus label of Bach harpsichord concertos. Thank you. Built in 1970, the harpsichord used on this recording was modeled after a 1760 instrument by Johann Adolf Haas. Some models of harpsichords have only one string per note connected to the keyboard, but others are double-strung, meaning that two strings can be plucked simultaneously. Harpsichords can also have a set of strings referred to as the forefoot, which sound an octave higher, and sometimes they even are built with a two-foot option. Every now and then, harpsichords have a 16-foot stop with a set of strings that sound an octave lower. All of these stringing options built into one instrument give harpsichordists the ability to create a variety of different kinds of sounds at all sorts of dynamic levels. The Haas model instrument used on this CD is the kind of hefty instrument with that more unusual 16-foot stop that Häkkinen believes Bach would have used. The instrument has a depth of sound, especially in terms of the fundamental bass. Here's a performance of the last movement of Bach's Italian Concerto. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. To find out more about these recordings, just visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. Thanks for listening. I'm Janelle Davis.